All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're looking at the complexity of sexual misconduct. And it's not necessarily that it's we have a difficult time determining whether a type of activity is, you know, falls into the category of misconduct or not. It's just that we have such a narrow view of sexual misconduct that we fail often to really consider just how broad that problem is. We talked about, you know, the reality that we do indeed have males who do indeed see a lot of females as sex objects. Doesn't happen all the time. I doubt very seriously if there are many, if any, men who are always seeing every female as a sex object. I doubt seriously if all females are always seeing every male as a sex object. That we do have quite a few of both genders doing that quite a bit. But it doesn't stop there. Sexual misconduct. We have statutory rape. A person considered above age has consensual sex with someone considered to be underage. Consensual sex is something both of them want. But if one of them is underage, we have a problem. From a legal standpoint, sexual misconduct has occurred. How about incest? Even if the two are consenting young adults, but they're cousins. A lot of people talk about the incest that is so prevalent within some communities. And incest is incest. So, you know, if you see it as an aberrant, deviant sexual behavior in one community, then it is an aberrant deviant sexual behavior in any other communities. Certainly, we know that rape is all about misconduct of the worst kind, or one of the worst kinds. How about when it's not rape? It is not considered statutory either. But you're at work, and what we've been hearing so much about this, Bill Cosby, Harvey Weinstein, so many people called by name and basically have sex with me or else. In Bill Cosby's case, the accusation has been that he drugged a lot of the women and enjoyed himself sexually with them while they were unconscious or unable to fend for themselves. That's the accusation. Many in the entertainment industry and others basically given some options. Have sex with me and I'll help your career. Don't. And at the very least, I won't help it, but I might hurt it. How about this, though? We can see how that is sexual harassment, right? Would you consider it sexual harassment if a man exposed his genitals to a woman? Sure you would. That's been one of the accusations, that there have been men who have exposed their genitals to women while on the job. How about this? Would you consider it sexual harassment if a lady at work were braless? She was at work braless. And while in the office with a male co-worker, colleague, whatever you want to call him, she suddenly pulled the top of her dress down or her blouse open. She opened her blouse, whatever, and exposed her bare breasts to this man. deliberately. She deliberately pulled the top down or quickly unbuttoned, maybe had her back to him. While she was quickly unbuttoning her blouse and then quickly turned around with her breasts fully exposed and asking him what he thinks about her breasts. Would you consider that sexual harassment? It happens. Do you consider that sexual harassment? See, we can't look at it and say, well, you know, this is, I mean, if you're showing body parts, if that man is showing body parts, that's sexual harassment. We can't call it something else if a female puts her body parts on display. Sometimes, story goes, the stories go, there are women who put their genitals on display deliberately. How about if someone were to rub their body parts up or press their body parts up against someone else's body? Would you consider it sexual harassment? Would you consider it sexual harassment if a male did it, but you'd consider it just harmless fun if a female did it? See, and that there again lies some of the complexity, the inconsistency with regards to how we respond to some of the same situations. And it's not just gender-based. The inconsistency isn't just gender-based. Very often, it's politically based. It's party-based. If the word is that someone from their party has engaged in allegations of sexual deviancy, misconduct, we want them burned. If it's someone who's a member of our party and they're going to help us, we suspect that they'll help us with our agendas, then if we call it sexual misconduct, sexual harassment of any kind at all, we want to minimize it. That complicates the matter. That makes it more complex than it needs to be. The inconsistency. Like I said before, the various contributing factors to sexual misconduct, but also the various ways that so many different people respond to allegations of sexual misconduct or to factual sexual misconduct. Think about the situation with regards to Roy Moore, Donald Trump, Al Franken. We know for a fact that there were a number of accusations of sexual abuse or sexual assault, sexual misconduct leveled against Donald Trump when he was running for president. There were many, many people, male and female, who could care less about those accusations. They wanted Donald Trump in the White House, period. Now that complicates matters. Roy Moore, accused of having sexually abused teenage girls when he was a young adult. What, in his 30s, was it? And for some time after that? And you had females who were saying that's a non-issue. And either calling those all of those women liars or just making it clear that they were not going to take an interest. Roy Moore was going to push some political agendas that these people shared in common with him. He has a very, very conservative streak in him. He is a conservative. He made his comments that could be taken as being racist. He made his comments that could be taken as he was going to try to help take steps to hurt a number of different groups in the country. And this jibed with what a lot of the constituents in Alabama wanted. And so not just men, but a lot of females supported him. That makes the issue very complex, because now you can't, you begin to realize that even when we're told that this man has sexually assaulted these females, you may have assumed at one time that all females would be against that man. No, there are a lot of females who are going to stand in his corner, period. Females bringing forth various types of evidence that it occurred. And plenty of females, in one way or another, making it clear they do not care. They're political. What they want this man to do politically is more important to them, much more important to them. Getting more conservatives in the courts across the land. What this man can do politically is more important to them than anything he may have done to have devastated, traumatized someone's life by having abused them when they were children, teenagers. It is not a very cut and dry situation, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be back.